If you like the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast, consider giving us your support on Patreon. Hello and welcome to the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast. I'm your host, Brendan.
And I'm your other host, Richard.
And tonight we're talking about Beyoncé and Dolly Parton.
Yeah, so apparently there is some...
Some people have complained, like Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire, that Beyoncé changed the lyrics of Dolly Parton's song, and by changing the lyrics, she's changing the nature of the relationships between women that were demonstrated in the original song, and her version, it's different. So it's, this is art. Well, we've had this discussion before in the podcast about art and changing art, and when can art be changed, and when should it be changed? Shouldn't you make something new? Why are you using something old? So it's even like the whole thing about, it's a joke about, like, should we put duck lips on the Mona Lisa?
So,
you know, no.
I have the thing is with this one.
Hold on, chips. Let's just, we're doing a comparison tonight of Mrs. Vicky's original versus, we had them on the podcast earlier, Hard Bite. And these are all natural Hard Bite. Yeah. Look at the camera and smile. Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
So I like the Hard Bite with the crunch.
Yes. I'm thinking saltier.
They're more potato-y.
They're more potato-y. They're thicker.
Yeah. So, when I was discussing this, you brought the topic up, and I discussed it with my wife, because she's getting into songwriting and that sort of stuff.
She is musical.
And...
Didn't we book her on the show in, like, our second episode, and she never showed up?
Yeah, something like that. We may actually be able to get her to perform.
Typical musical artist, unreliable.
We may be able to get her to perform an original song for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because she wrote one.
We could do it. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Waterloo IPA, which is what you had last show.
Yeah, it's good.
But the one thing that Beyoncé is a very smart businesswoman.
Oh, yeah.
So, who benefits from the most from a controversy about a song that she is performing? Beyoncé does.
And maybe Dolly gets residuals, copyright, something or other. Maybe.
Or no, it has to be licensed because she's still alive, and the way that copyright works in the States, she wrote the song.
Yeah, so, okay, so they're both making money about people going, "You changed it!"
Well, because people are going to want to listen to it to see what the change is.
You think that's the reason why George Lucas added, like, AT-STs and stuff in Star Wars?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right? George Lucas, when he, like, remember he, like, first in the 90s, he did THX and touching up the color and making the original Star Wars look better on VHS cassette. And then, we're actually, now CGI, we're going to add scenes we couldn't afford to do at the time, using the original sound, so you had a CGI thing and a little back and forth of the Millennium Falcon landing in Cloud City, and you're like, oh, that's kind of, that added to it. And then, like, in the forest stuff in Endor, he added in, like, AT-STs walking around the background, adding other stuff that wasn't there. People were like, okay, maybe you're going too far, and so it was kind of like...
I actually went to the video, I went to the movie when those were released, I watched them in the movie theater.
Well, remember he took out the actor who played the ghost of Anakin Skywalker as, like, old Anakin Skywalker man, and he replaced it with the younger guy who played them in the later movies that came, because, like, that's when he was still good with the Force and not bad with the Force, so that's the, you know, the Force ghost he wanted to have.
Yeah.
And that guy then came back again in the Obi-Wan series for, like, flashbacks to reprise his role.
He released those because it makes him a lot more money, because he actually can, he gets the residuals for it being played and that sort of stuff.
Well, so the thing is, though, like, he's still the original artist. He came back and said, I actually want to do other stuff with it. I couldn't do 1978 and 77. Now I've done it. And this is kind of like that, because, like, Dolly Parton's on board with what Beyoncé did. You were telling me that.
So
what do we think?
Okay, so... First, let's say what has changed. So, do you even know what's changed?
I heard the lyrics of what they were and what they are, but I don't, like, know them.
So, basically, it's the, please don't take my man.
Just because you can.
Just because you can.
That was the original lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's, don't you dare try to take my man, even if you think you can.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's gone from, like, an ask to a threat.
Yes. Now, you got to remember, contextually, Dolly is a grew up as a southern lady, basically. So,
southern politeness and hospitality?
Yes, southern politeness and hospitality. So, despite the fact that she's asking, you know it's not an ask.
Oh, so you're saying that the words, although they've changed slightly, they're actually representative of today's more female-y aggressive culture? Because women are much more aggressive now than they ever were before.
Well, there's something, the southern politeness was a real thing.
It still is.
And it still is. And if someone was overly polite to you in a, it meant you were in trouble.
It's like that old British kind of, well, would you have some? Oh, I'm not sure about that. Wouldn't you rather leave right now? We'd like to invite you to go away and never come back.
Yeah.
Please and thank you. Immediately. So you think it's actually the same then?
Not quite the same. There's definitely a tone. And
for today's time versus Dolly's time, which originally wrote it, you think that the decades apart...
They're
less different than they seem.
They're less different than they seem. And also, there's another reason for this is that... I don't know exactly why Dolly wrote that, even though you can. Maybe because this woman was very much that she was writing about.
One of those women who just, yeah.
Yeah.
Homewrecker.
And, but there's a difference in the backstory. So, for Dolly, Jolene was written because of an overly flirty bank cashier.
Oh, okay.
Who was flirting with her husband.
And more than the friendly customer service flirty.
Yeah.
It was like, you know.
And for Beyonce, her husband had an affair with...
A very public affair.
With Becky with the good hair. That's how she was referred to as, Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the good hair.
Beyonce fought for her man and won.
Or, you look at it, he cheated, she forgave him and went back to him. I didn't want to leave him. Because she has more money than he does. So, if she left him, she'd be paying the alimony. That's actually an interesting criticism. You want to talk about Pearl, Hannah Pearl Davis sometimes? For the Just Pearly Things? The podcast?
You've mentioned her in the past.
Right. She had a really interesting take a while ago about Beyonce. Beyonce had that song years ago about, I forgot how the lyrics go. It's like, I can get another one of you in a minute. In fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby. Basically, like, some guy cheated or whatever, and she caught him. It's like, you're out on your ass. I can get another boyfriend like that. So a lot of young women hear that and they go, oh, I don't need to take this or take it anything, and you know, I can do whatever I want, and I can get guys whenever I like and all this kind of stuff. But then Beyonce herself, that exactly happened to her. Her man cheated and she stayed with him. So like a lot of her songs, they're marketed products. They're not really a representation of how she lives her life.
The other thing is, does Beyonce write her own music? How much creative control does she actually have over her career?
I think she has the control, but she probably has people on market research to go, this will sell the most,
because
the most money.
Really big stars and that sort of stuff. Like, Taylor Swift only recently got control of her and got to choose what she sang and that sort of stuff.
It's like the Bill Burr joke about Oprah, that back when she was originally doing her talk show, she'd have, like, you know, like the circus freaks there. She'd have, like, little people, dwarves, you know, midgets on. And the joke is, for years, she stood on the heads of those tiny people. And then once Oprah didn't have to, she could control her own creative. She'd do what she wanted to do and became a billionaire. But
But this is the problem with the music industry.
Well, Tom McDonald's always banging on about that. The Canadian artist, rapper. He did. Have you seen the rap he did with... what's the guy from the Daily Wire? That little Jewish guy I like. What's his name? Shapiro. Ben Shapiro.
Oh.
He did a rap song with Ben Shapiro. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
I didn't avoid anything to do with Ben Shapiro.
I like Ben.
He's a smarmy know-it-all.
He's not that smarmy. Michael Knowles is the smarmy one on the Daily Wire. I will say the thing that does bother me about the Daily Wire.
Ben Shapiro does this thing.
I'm talking. How dare you, sir?
Ben Shapiro does this thing where he sets up logical straw men to knock down that are not only tangentially related. So he focuses on a detail, ignoring the major issue. That is that
true? Yeah, a lot of the Daily Wire arguments they have for things, they are kind of, well, you know, that's maybe 3/4 of the pie. We are missing a quarter of the pie.
But well, I'm only going to focus on this quarter of the pie that we're missing.
Well, that's our argument. That's what we're debating. We're debating this point. And the thing is, they're not wrong, but I would say that a lot of their the things they say are somewhat incomplete. The thing is, they actually have differing opinions amongst themselves, which is unique because a lot of... news stations or whatever they what you would call the media groups, everyone has the same opinion, the same even the same like text, the same verbiage. Whereas you'll actually get some of the main Daily Wire people, like Matt Smith, is it? Yeah, he did the What Is a Woman documentary. Like he actually disagrees on foreign policy about Israel and things with Ben, but you kind of go, whoa, like in the same media group, but that's how they do things. Anyway, but the Ben Shapiro rap is actually. It's not bad, man. You want? We're gonna listen to it. We'll see. See if YouTube is bad.
Well, we can argue that.
All right, all right, gang. It's literally your boy, Ben Shapiro, bro. And this rap is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Watch Daily Wire, not CNN. Sponsored by ExpressVPN. Literally, my first rap is better than Megan Thee Stallion. Shout out to Michael Knowles. Matt Walsh, homie, what it do? Candace Owens getting on my nerves, but she's family. She's a part of the crew. Destroying these woke college kids. Not on Shabbat, shout out to the Jews. Chris Christie is the white Lizzo. There's never been a debate that I lose. Y'all are just a bunch of snowflakes. I got birch gold, not gold chain.
This is like an AI version. It's not actually him. I wanted the actual... Like, everyone's been playing this and doing things with it. Tom McDonald facts between Ben Shapiro. Okay, yeah, Tom McDonald's page. Because Tom McDonald.
They call me a fan, so controversial. So these are genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. They not I'm racist, y'all yeah, right. I'm a terrified fan. I was playing a fan. It's a status. I've got the facts. My money like this, and my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm that big. Don't be a wap. Dog, it's a Yamaha, homie, no cap. Look at the grass. Look.
I love it. I love this little Jewish lawyer man. I love he's doing a rap. It is so good.
I do. I can really appreciate that. I miss Royal Canadian Air Force and the fact that we used to be able to get Canadian politicians, including the
Prime Minister would show up sometimes.
Often,
like the Speaker of the House,
like even Stephen Harper. Would be in it.
Oh yeah, they get it on the show. But you know, that's kind of a British thing where like politicians put themselves a little more out there. American politicians, especially contemporarily, try to hide behind this kind of fake guise of media. Whereas, like I remember with George W. Bush and who was the Prime Minister of England at the time? Blair, Tony Blair, and there was the whole "Don't tase me, bro" thing. With George W. Bush, where like it was at a high school, and some high school kid kept asking hardball questions, and the Secret Service actually tased him to make him stop. Whereas around the same time frame, Tony Blair was some evening TV show thing somewhere in London, England, and people were just yelling at everyone. People were getting a turn, and they're screaming in his face, and he looked haggard at the end of it, but like he took it and he answered questions. So you kind of have more respect for Canadian British politicians because they generally do. Let the media actually come at them. Let people actually come at them more, and they have to defend themselves. Anyway,
even
if I can take a break for mentioning our sponsor for this evening, Magic Mind. Brain Intelligent Health Drinks. I didn't. They said they wanted off the cuff.
Yeah. No. It was
mental improvement drink, which we tried and we liked.
It was green. It tasted good.
It did taste good.
I really like the taste.
It's a little expensive. That's the only downside.
Yeah.
But if you like health things and you have the money for good, yummy health things delivered to your door, I would say definitely give Magic Mind a try.
It's fairly well researched. There's definitely they've got a lot of cited solid research.
My wife is like, a bit of a health nut. And she read the ingredients. She was like, there's some good stuff in this. I'm like, okay. As my wife's like thumbs up, I'm like, that's.
If you go to the website, they actually link to cite all of their health benefits.
Yeah,
to actual studies on
real studies, not like it was like we asked 20 people. They think it's a study. Therefore, who are those 20 people? They all work. No. Yeah, so magicmind.com. Pretty good. We liked our free drinks they sent us. So anyway, what were we talking about?
If they want to send us more, yeah.
Well, maybe. No. Maybe.
Well, the thing is, if we actually made enough money off this podcast,
We could definitely make more money off this podcast if we had sponsorship from a great company like Magic Mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
See if they actually listen.
If they listen, that's right. It's kind of weird how the whole podcasting advertisement thing works. It's it really depends on the company that's actually sponsoring you and what they want. It's anyway.
This episode is not brought to you by Rage Shadow Legends.
Rage Shadow Legends? This is not brought to you by ExpressVPN. It is not brought to you by ExpressVPN.
Or NordVPN or
NordVPN or any VPN service. Anyway, yeah, we should actually reach out because I actually use VPNs and I like them. I should anyway. So what we're talking about? Back to our yes, Ben Shapiro doing rap was the highlight of 2024.
So if we scroll back even further to our original topic,
back to Dolly Parton and Beyonce.
Back to Dolly Parton and Beyonce. So
yeah,
Dolly Parton, a few years back. I don't know exactly when because I'm not good with dates.
How long have we been friends? 2 weeks, 10 years, it's like dog, you're like, I don't know.
It's somewhere in the early 2000s. Because we graduated in 2006.
Yeah, I've known you for 20 years now. Hooray! Actually more, I think maybe 21 years.
Anyways, so Dolly Parton was on the Jon Stewart show doing an interview a few years back.
Was it the Jon Stewart show or the Daily Show?
I don't know.
Because it was a Daily Show.
Daily Show with Jon.
And there was a problem with Jon Stewart. It was Jon Stewart.
It
doesn't matter.
It was Jon Stewart. I don't know what show it was. Anyways.
I like Jon Stewart.
He mentioned that, pretty much everyone has covered a Dolly Parton song. And a lot of people, a lot of really famous singers and that sort of stuff,
She's Dolly. She's a national treasure.
Yep.
America's sweetheart, etc.
And he asked her if there's someone who hadn't already that she would like to see cover her song, one of her songs. And she called up, she said, Beyonce.
Beyonce!
Yeah, she would love to see Beyonce cover one of her songs because Beyonce has that powerhouse voice. She said, no one's done my songs justice like Beyonce, I think Beyonce could, other than Whitney Houston.
What did Whitney do a cover of?
And I will always
love you. This whole episode is going to be copyright, like, fridge mint. No, actually, we haven't played enough. We're fine.
No, it's 30 seconds, so. If I carried out that note to the
end. And you're done.
If I carried out that note to the end, it would have been copyright infringement.
No one's going to mistake you for Whitney.
No.
Didn't she die?
I don't know if she's dead yet. She was very ill.
I thought she passed away.
I didn't hear that.
Now that I've said it, I have to find out.
I don't think she's dead yet, which is a really awful way of putting it.
Well, why would you know? You don't know her in real life. No, she died in 2012.
Oh, 2012, okay.
Like a long time ago.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Celine Dion is who I'm thinking of. Sorry. The Canadian.
Clearly you don't see race. A very white French Canadian lady or a very African American lady.
They're musicians. Why do you see them?
Why do I see them?
I don't pay attention. I listen to musicians. I don't watch them.
Nah, you got to see them on stage. That's where the real, you see the emotion. It's all part of the entertainment. You're not a performing artist like I am. You don't get on stage and do things. Not the way I do.
Not the way you do. I have been.
Who'd like to hear a joke about men's genitalia?
How many musicals have you been in?
Musicals? As part of the cast, or
it was part of the cast,
or part of the chorus,
part of the cast.
Well, I've been to two musicals,
five or six.
Yeah, but were they actually like big productions, or were they like crap?
They were high school productions, but they were pretty big.
Mine were better than yours.
We did.
Were they recorded on VHS the way mine were?
Yeah,
professionally.
Did Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat was the biggest one.
But when was the last time you were on stage?
Last time I was on stage is a long time ago.
Last time I was on stage was less than a year ago when I was doing stand-up. I haven't had time for this past fall. Too many
busy Actually, no, that's not true. Last time I was on stage was...
Church doesn't count.
No. Was... Last fall.
What were you doing?
I
didn't know this. I didn't know you were on stage.
I was singing. I sang.
If you were doing Whitney Houston drag, I'm going to be very upset that I missed it.
No. It was, we went to an open mic night, and it was kind of, they ran out of performers, and so they were just jamming. And so they said, anyone else want to come up? And I said, no, sure, I'll come up.
And you're like, wole bole.
No, I did.
Wole bole.
I did.
Don't go back when you talk. Stay close to the microphone.
Hotel California, and...
Which
I thought I was going to be singing with someone else, but then they didn't sing, so I had to sing it on my own.
How many beer were in your belly before you did Hotel California?
Probably three or four.
Probably three or four.
Though.
That is at least a 3-drink minimum to sing Hotel California.
With someone who's like, yeah, I think I can play that.
See, I don't think that's quite the same as a polished performance. I don't think we can compare you to Dolly Parton.
No, definitely not.
I think I'd rather see Dolly. There we go.
It's funny because when I was a kid growing up, and probably the same for you, I didn't know Dolly as a singer. I didn't know Dolly as an actress.
I thought she was a country musician. I kind of knew she was.
Well, I knew she was a country musician. I knew that. But that's not why I knew her.
Why do you know her?
Because I grew up with jokes like...
Oh, Oliver, the press joke.
What's this? Dolly Parton hiding behind a tree.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, she was very famous for her large breasts. That's true. Yeah,
and the things of, what are Dolly Parton's two biggest assets?
Yeah, but I'm bum.
Yeah.
But I'm bum. It's one of those things. So anyway, Michael Knowles... You know, being smarmy on the side of his mouth on the Daily Wire about Beyonce's remake of Dolly Parton's song Jolene, you think it's not nearly as different or detrimental to the view of female relationships as he would?
He's basically outrage peddling, which is what the Daily Wire does.
Well, everyone does it now. That's
yeah.
The news.
Well, the Daily Wire is not news.
It's opinions.
Yes.
That's the problem. News has become opinions. Now we have journalism. Like someone like Johnny Harris, who's an independent journalist, actual journalism, who we'll be talking about next in our next episode, about a piece he did on UFOs. It's a good piece. Anyway.
If you've identified them as alien, then they're not UFOs because you've identified them.
What was the new word for UFOs? We'll talk about the next podcast. Anyway, so our conclusion is Michael Knowles should read his details a little more thoroughly about Dolly Parton.
Actually, do a little research. I spent, 5 minutes Googling this?
And you're like, oh, Dolly's cool with this. And when you really look at it, it's slightly different, but not that big of a deal.
Yes.
And there was a little bit of Beyonce's life experience went into it to make it her own. Yeah, yeah.
Which is what a good artist does when they do a cover.
Especially when they're working with the original artist.
So there's a difference between doing a remix, which is obviously you're remixing it, you're changing it, you're actually...
I think we all know what remixes are.
And doing a cover and doing your own version of it, of a song.
Yeah.
So a cover is you're trying to imitate the original singer as much as possible. So you get cover bands, and what they do is they try to sound...
Yeah, we all see cover bands.
Yeah, they try and sound as much like the original as possible. Someone like Beyonce,
she's going to do it her way.
She's going to do it her way. Yeah. She's going to make her own. And just like Whitney Houston did with you know, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
I would argue that most majority people
like the know, way you did with Hotel California last year.
The most people know Whitney's version of I Will Love You.
That's probably the most famous version, oddly.
Yes. Better than Dolly's version.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually, I'm not sure I knew that until you said it. I feel like it's something I should have known, but I'm actually, when I think
she
about
was,
it, I'm not
sure. She was a very prolific songwriter, so that she's written
a lot.
Yeah, I think hundreds of songs.
Anyway, so Dolly Parton's great. Beyonce's cover. I haven't listened to it really clearly in full, but it's probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a good place to end?
I was going to say, Dolly's more than great. She's
a living legend.
She's a treasure. She's someone who, you know, someone commented about Dolly, you know, what, you know, well, if Dolly was so popular, why isn't she wealthier than it is? Because she gives so much of her wealth away in books and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's way too much focus on, like, how many millions of dollars a successful person has.
Yes, why isn't Dolly a billionaire? It's like,
Because she was born into relative poverty, and she knows what it's like not to have very much, so she's probably happy having a nice, wealthy, normal
She's amount. Given millions and millions of books away.
That's a good thing. Anyway, let's wrap it up. Wrap it up. All right, well, see you next week.
Have a good night, everyone.
Middle-aged man talk. Thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on Patreon. Woof.